Chapter 6. Deep in dreams, Inez heard a woman's long wail curl about the scream of a child. She shot from sleep to wakefulness. Under the pillow, her right hand clutched the cold comfort of Mark's war-issue Navy Colt, an automatic response to danger. Moonlight crept through lace curtains over drawn roller shades. Outside, two cats yowled and spat. Her nightmare still burned in her mind. Joe Rose, dead, covered with mud and blood. She fumbled on the nightstand, searching for the small porcelain bowl of Lucifer's. Her hand shook so that she could hardly hold the match steady enough to light the kerosene lamp. The flame finally leapt in the glass chimney and settled into a warm glow. An ominous shadow by the wardrobe melted into clothes draped on the high-backed corner chair. Inez threw back her comforter, dislodging a book that thumped onto a small braided carpet. She rounded the foot of the bed and picked up the leather-bound volume of Paradise Lost. Flipping open Milton's classic, she read, "Accuse not nature, she hath done her part. Do thou but thine, and be not diffident of wisdom." I need something stronger to banish Joe's ghost. Inez padded across the hall to the parlor and poured two fingers of brandy into a tumbler. The clock on the mantel ticked. 2:30. Dance halls and saloons would be jumping. After hours of gambling, drinking, and pinching the waiter girls, the patrons would be surly and murderous. Murder. Was Joe murdered? The question would no longer...